I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced she's pursuing an expanded travel ban for people from a wide swath of countries. In a post to X, she said she just met with President Trump and is recommending a full ban on countries she says are flooding the U.S. with, quote, killers, leeches, and entitlement junkies. She did not specify which countries she was referring to, but back in June, President Trump did sign an executive order limiting travelers from 19 countries, including Afghanistan, with some exceptions for those with special visas.
That is, again, the fact that what we're trying to do is close down our borders, make our nation secure. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem saying we want a full travel ban from certain countries because they've been, quote, flooding our nation with killers, leeches, and entitlement junkies. That entitlement junkies, we talked about this yesterday in great detail. Did you miss yesterday's program? Oh, what a shame. Well, don't forget, every program is also posted as a podcast when we complete. But we were talking about what was happening in Minnesota. The Somalians in Minnesota, which constitute a large percentage of that area, and they get the full backing of Governor Walz because they have Congresswoman Omar there, and they want to make sure they keep her happy. They are basically responsible for $1 billion fraud in a program meant to help autistic children. And yeah, there's some of the so-called entitlement junkies, leeches. Then we have the issue of being killers. That's been underscored by something that happened just the other day. Let me stress this for you. The Border Patrol led a task force arresting something like 400 illegals in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was during Operation Charlotte's Web. And they found that many of these that they arrested and others in their company had criminal history, significant criminal history in more than 50% of the cases. These are folks inside our country illegally. Thank you, Joe Biden. That doesn't even get into the ones we brought in from Afghanistan, which we're going to spend more time on that as well. But Kristi Noem, our Department of Homeland Security Secretary, says we are going to push forward with a full travel ban on every damn country that's been flooding our nation with killers, leeches, and entitlement junkies. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, on December 2nd. 2025. Yeah, we're nearing the end of the year. But we got a lot of great programming still to come for you. And reminding you, when we are on the air, we are live streaming. You can watch the program. How do you do it? Well, you go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. And as I said, everything later goes up as a podcast. If you can't stay with us during the entire hour, you can pull up the audio and our video podcast. Again, at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And from any other sources that you want to find your sources for podcast. We appreciate you using us, but we don't tell you you have to. We make it available for you in many locations. And with Larry Connors USA, every day, we deliver news, analysis, opinion, and education. I promise you, you're going to know more by the end of this hour than you do right now. That's not to say that you're not intelligent and on top of things, but we're digging deeper than you might have time to do on your own. That's my job, and I want to deliver for you. In our next hour, a proposal to end dual citizenship for Americans. You either pledge allegiance to our nation and drop your citizenship in another country, even if it's Canada, Britain, so forth, or you say, I'll drop my U.S. citizenship. How many do you think will end up deciding, oh, I'll drop the U.S. citizenship? Fat chance. Rosie O'Donnell, the so-called comedian, I've been doing a commentary today on her about how she is basically continuing to blame Trump for forcing her and her family to leave the nation. Never forced her. Anyway, she took refuge in Ireland. She has an autistic child, and she's pushing her hate onto this child, where the child, 12 years old, is banging the table, damn Trump, damn Trump, damn Trump. Because mama says Trump forced them to leave. He did not. But she's the one who said, if he's elected, I'm leaving. And by God, she kept to her word. Good, she left. She's in Ireland. She's thinking about applying for a citizenship in Ireland. Good for her. But she still holds a U.S. citizenship. If we push forward this plan, that we're going to talk about in more detail later in the next hour, you either decide you're going to be a U.S. citizen or someone else. If she decides to drop the U.S. citizenship, do you think she will do that? No, I don't really think so either. But that's her choice. We have too many in this country that despair and complain and bitchy about our U.S. government and our nation. And yes, there are some issues we should raise and hammer home. But I'd like to hear occasionally a little praise for what we're doing right in protecting our Americans, our nation, our border. Let me take a quick moment to remind you, we are in the midst of the holiday season. There are a lot of folks that will not have a true holiday and certainly not joyful because they won't have enough food for them or their family. That is why we have teamed up with the St. Louis Republicans, Bartolini's locations, Chris's Pancake House locations, and also our flooring sponsor, Michaels, which is also with us constantly. They each have drop boxes at their locations. You can drop off non-perishable goods in their buckets that are on display or just outside our studios. We're going to continue to collect that at least through December 20 and distribute as much as possible to help those that need help. And for those that really need it, I say step forward. There might be some that are hanging on that they could do it on their own, but that's all right. Let's look for some grace for those folks, even if they're cheating others at the time. Later this hour, Minnesota Governor Walz has a donor which is facing fraud charges. No surprise there, coming out of Minnesota. But also later this hour, our story behind the story of the time in television when I went, quote, so-called undercover as a homeless person for 60 hours. That doesn't sound like a lot, and it's really not in the life of a true homeless person. But what we found and how I was treated as a, quote, homeless person at that point, it was pretty revealing for the TV audience, and we're going to go back over it for you in detail and our story behind the story. That's later this hour. Right now, President Trump is dealing with Maduro. He has made it very clear to the Venezuelan dictator, we're not going to let you sit there and carry out whatever you want, but we're also not going to tell you what we're going to do. But just know and put this in your ear, we're watching you, and we might take action at any point.
Well, President Trump speaking to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and reportedly giving him a stern ultimatum, leave the country or else. But as far as potential military action against the South American country, Trump is keeping his cards close to the vest.
We consider Venezuela to be not a very friendly country. They send millions of people really in, probably a number in excess of that. And a lot of those people shouldn't be in our country, from jails, from gangs, from drug dealers, from all of the people that came into our country, shouldn't have been in our country, causing a lot of problems.
Does your warning mean that an airstrike is imminent, or should we not read it that way?
Don't read anything into it.
Don't read anything into it, except Maduro. You probably got the message, did you not? This Trump had made this kind of remarks and condemnation of nations dumping the unwanted in their country into our country when he was first in office. And, of course, he was labeled, you must be xenophobic. You hate brown people and black people. No, he loves this country. And this country is made up of brown, black, white, whatever color. So it's not hating people and their color. It's hating what they either do for our country or they do against our American citizens. Now, of course, you've got the leftists just going crazy about why is he continuing to do this? And he continues to make threats like maybe, or are we going to get back into nation building? Well, I don't want to do that. And Trump is not suggesting that either. General King, retired four-star general, Fox News analyst, puts it this way.
I think it's pretty evident that the president definitely wants a regime change there, and he's offering Maduro the opportunity to voluntarily do it, or he's likely to take some action. You know, presidents post-World War II certainly have been very involved in our Western Hemisphere and taking real interest in the security implications that take place there, coming from narco trafficking, human trafficking, and just human rights abuses, etc. To be quite direct and specific about it, in 1989, George H.W. Bush directed a regime change in Panama of Noriega, who was running the country as a result of a fraudulent election, pretty similar. And also, he was indicted by federal courts for criminal drug trafficking and human trafficking the year before in the United States. We also wanted to protect U.S. citizens, some 35,000 that were there. We put scores of troops in there to make that regime change. It's done quite successfully.
Yeah, it was successful. And again, that's President Bush. So many are saying, oh, that's the Republican viewpoint. Whoa. Here's where you need to know history and not buy into the indoctrination from the left. Because General Jack King says, keep in mind what Bill Clinton did.
In 1994, President Clinton directed a regime change in Haiti where a military dictatorship had taken over from a duly democratically elected president, Aristide, and the mission was to return Aristide to power and let him run the country. The second thing was is that there was significant mass migrations taking place to the United States because of the horrific human rights abuses that were taking place as a result of the military dictatorship. I give our viewers those examples because there's precedent here. Also, neither president had authorization from the Congress to do either one of those regime changes. There was limited discussion with the Congress prior to it, certainly, and considerably more discussion with it once the attacks began. But authorization did not take place. Certainly collaboration was taking place at the time. So we're on a path. I think it's quite similar here. And the president has a lot of options. He can do limited attacks to get his attention further. He can continue to demonstrate the status quo, which he's doing right now with military power in the region and issuing threats. Or he can do something more significant, as previous presidents did.
And did we hear complaints from the left about what Bill Clinton did, reference Haiti? Did we? Hey, anyone listening there? I'm hearing nothing but crickets. No, they were silent because Bill Clinton was doing it. In the meantime, many Democrats, but also some Republicans, continue questioning the U.S. attacking Venezuelan boats in international waters, boats carrying narco-terrorists and their cargo.
At issue is a Washington Post report that Secretary of War Pete Hegseth ordered a follow-on strike on an alleged drug boat on September 2nd, killing two survivors. The Post reported the second strike was conducted under Hegseth's initial order to kill them all. The White House is not denying a second strike occurred, claiming it was done in self-defense as they push forward with what they call an anti-drug trafficking campaign.
On September 2nd, Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes. Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
Good. Eliminated. when you go to stop someone attacking you, you continue firing on them until they cease to breathe. That's how you eliminate them. And that's what we were doing. And these boats obviously are carrying cargo of cocaine and other things because they're, what's left of it is floating around in the water. You got a lot of funny, happy fish around the area. And a lot of other people swimming into the area, scooping up, snorting up what they can. But the bottom line is we had every reason and every right to do so. And this gets back to this Afghan that we brought into our nation when we were helping evacuate Afghans who supported us while we were in that nation, and we did not properly vet them. And our Border Patrol Czar, Tom Holman, says, I know we failed to do so.
I worked for Fox News the last 4 years under Joe Biden, and almost every day I was on the air saying that the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, was lying, so wasn't Lloyd Austin. These people were not properly vetted, and you don't have to believe me, but DHS Inspector General came out report, said the same thing, and so did DOD IG. They weren't properly vetted because they didn't have access to any documentation. I know for a fact a lot of these Afghanistans, the ones that landed here in Dulles Airport, came with no documentation at all, not even an ID, and nothing from their homeland. And if we're going to try to find those documents, which they really don't exist, you're going to take them from the Taliban? You're going to make Taliban's going to give us the intelligence information we need to vet these people? It's ridiculous. They weren't properly vetted. The Inspector General, DOD, and DHS said it several times. Joe Biden lied to the American people along with Alejandro Mayorkas. And they want to keep saying that, you know, this is Trump's problem. Trump has blood on their hands. Where were all these Democrat Congress and the senators the last 4 years when 10 million illegal aliens came to the border? When sex trafficking, women and children are all-time high. They lost track of 300,000 children that were smuggled in the country. President Trump's already found 30,000 of them. President Trump's winning every day.
But 300,000 children went missing. We found 30,000. Pray for the others, assuming they're still alive. Coming up, I also want to tell you in the second hour, my response to the Associated Press pleading, give me money to the Associated Press so we can continue doing good journalism. My good journalism? Well, you want to hear that coming up in the next hour. Coming up in this hour, the Afghan terrorists killing the National Guard troops the other day. Is that just the tip of the iceberg? Plus, today's story behind the story, the time when I went undercover as a homeless person on a TV assignment. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, just before Thanksgiving, the nation was shocked, dismayed, and in deep prayer for two members of our National Guard. One of them died after being attacked by a gunman, 20-year-old Sarah Beckstrom. Her fellow guardsman, Andrew Wolf, 24, still critically wounded. The man that carried it out, a 29-year-old who supposedly had become radicalized after he came to the U.S. from Afghanistan, and we brought him into the country, claiming that we properly vetted everyone coming in. And they want to claim and tell you he got radicalized after he got here. Do you buy that story? My guest has a lot of questions about it. She's Corinne Clifford, independent journalist, also with the White House Press Corps. Welcome, Corinne. Glad to have you with us.
I am so grateful to be with you today. I'm in Washington, D.C. It's about to snow. Today at 4 p.m., the U.S. Capitol is lighting their official Christmas tree. And so it is a beautiful holiday season that's starting in Washington, D.C. But that emergency that happened on Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Farragut West Metro Station in Washington, D.C. was tragic, and I was actually right down the street.
And what was your response when you first heard that, and as this story began to unfold?
So what happened is they locked us down in the White House, and we didn't know what was going on, and then I started to try to gather information. We told that there was a shooter. I always walk around with a bulletproof backpack and a satellite phone and a Faraday bag with my keys and important credit cards, important documents inside of it. I felt safe because obviously I was in the White House, but we were being told wrong information. We weren't told that the two National Guards were from West Virginia. I was told Alabama. I was told they were both dead. I was told the shooter wasn't apprehended yet. So it was traumatic in the beginning, but I knew that I would be safe getting home because I could use the bulletproof backpack. Yeah. And that's what I want everyone to do. I want them to go to sat123.com. It's sat123.com and buy this emergency gear. It makes the best holiday presents, but yes, it's really scary. And today, when I go to Washington, D.C., when I go to the lighting of the U.S. Capitol tree, I'm going to have my bulletproof backpack. I'm going to have
my satellite. It is a shame that you had to be worried about that in our nation's capital for the lighting of the Christmas tree. But every event that draws Americans, you're going to have some looking for an opportunity to cause terror and chaos.
And this happened two blocks away from the White House entrance that most of us walk in and out of. The executive offices, the entrance we walk in and out of being press. It's very dangerous. And I'm just grateful that no one else got hurt because there were many shots fired. And I've been to the location. I went to the location itself on Thursday on Thanksgiving. There were military people giving flowers, putting cards. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. And people are going there praying, even if they don't believe the U.S. military should be in Washington, D.C. People are devastated that two members of our beloved military were shot in cold blood by an Afghan national, and we're very concerned this could happen again.
There is the other part of the story. Is this just the tip of the iceberg? We just were listening before you joined us to Border Czar Holman saying, I know that these folks were not properly vetted, which I'd said back when they were bringing them in. How could they possibly properly vet them? Because many of their communities have been destroyed, and are we getting true information? And we're told this guy was locked into the CIA, but we don't know if he was embedded as a Taliban terrorist inside the CIA, and then did he get properly vetted before he came here? We were told they were checking them in a third country before they brought them to the U.S. None of that happened.
None of these people should have been allowed in the United States. We have very specific culture, and these people hate us intrinsically. And it's very important to deport all of these people. Now, I do know a super amazing Afghan woman. She's an elementary school teacher. She deserves to stay in the United States. But if you come in the United States and you do not assimilate, if you do not understand the First Amendment, the U.S. Constitution, if you're not learning English, if you're not reading and writing in English, you shouldn't be allowed here. You shouldn't be allowed to be an Uber driver. I have to tell my Uber drivers, you need to read English. You need to learn how to read and write and speak in English and assimilate. And if you think we're disgusting, leave. And we need to deport them. So I have phone numbers of ICE agents that I can call when I encounter these people because they need to be deported. I'll be my own housekeeper. I don't care about any of that. It's time to deport. That's what President Trump promised. Where's Tom Homan? Where is the whole deportation? Every time Trump gets to deport people, some crazy liberal activist judge tries to stop him. We need to deport ASAP.
Well, on top of that, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, we were talking about her before you joined us, talking about how she had met with the president. She was recommending a full travel ban, on her words, every damn country flooding our nation with killers, leeches, entitlement junkies.
100%. And I thought we already had that travel ban. I thought we already had that happening. We have to close our borders. We need to deport everyone except for potential single moms who are school teachers. Potentially they can stay, but we need to deport. President Trump promised deportations of at least 15, 20 million people. I want 28 million people that we believe were allowed under Biden deported ASAP. And the liberal judges are blocking it, and it's getting very dangerous.
And so there is a problem.
Needs to change.
You're listening to Corrine Clifford, independent journalist in D.C., also the White House Press Corps, spokesperson for sat123.com. We're going to talk about that more in just a moment. But there are a lot of those in the country that came here illegally. They are here, quote, illegally. But if that's been their only violation, they're just trying to live their life, provide for their family. They're doing their best they can to assimilate. I'm not that interested in rounding up all of them. I'm more interested in going out to the worst of the worst. And what we have had, and sometimes we're grabbing up a lot of people that happen to be in the vicinity, which I understand. But the bottom line is, how are you going to protect the nation if you're going to let these people roam freely and without any checks and vetting?
I mean, it's your fault if you're in the vicinity, because the bottom line is that you are supposed to be turning in illegal migrants. And so, you know, the wife of the Afghan should have told the local police that her husband, you know, was potentially violent and volatile and he had disappeared for a while. She should have told the police the second he took his car trip from Washington to Washington, D.C. He was in Washington State. He drove to Washington, D.C. So we need to work together, and we need to deport, deport, deport. That's what American patriots want. That's what you want. That's what I'm demanding. It needs to happen.
But ASAP. one of his neighbors told the Associated Press he was so quiet, the kids so polite, they're so playful. We didn't see anything bad about him. He was looking okay. Now, of course, you can't put all this on the kids, and he might have been appearing quiet and everything was good and normal. But if we don't really know who this guy is, and he had not been to his mosque, apparently, for several weeks, so that should have raised alarm bells even in his own community.
Yes, and the fact that we are not deporting fast enough is a huge issue. So that's what President Trump wants. He wants these people deported. New York, we should be deporting all these people from New York City before Mondami takes over. Even though President Trump and Mondami had a great meeting at the White House, that means nothing. Talk is cheap. What is actually going to happen? We are in danger, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to see many more shootings like this unless we deport.
I saw a number the other day, and I'm still trying to verify, but that in D.C., quote, sanctuary city, there are at least 8,000 illegals in the city. I think the number's got to be way higher than that. But whatever it is, if they're here illegally, as you said, we need to change.
There's way more than 8,000.
Oh,
there's
I agree.
800,000.
Yeah.
It's out of control in New York. It's still so dangerous there, and we need to deport. And I think that it's very important that these judges understand that they can't block President Trump and the American people. The judge situation is becoming so dangerous that these liberal activist judges think they have the right to block us from what we want. We voted for this. We wanted this.
This is exactly what I've preached to the audience here often, is that you can be concerned about Supreme Court justices, but it's all the other federal district courts below them that you need to worry about, those justices as well.
Yes. When it gets to the Supreme Court, they will make the right decision, but it's all the other lower justices that are wasting taxpayer dollars in their counties, in their states. Americans voted for deportation. When we actually became a country, we were very careful who we let in this country. You had to speak English. There were so many requirements. You had to prove you were healthy. You had to prove you weren't a criminal. What happened under the Biden regime with Kamala Harris as the border czar is treason.
and a joke.
It's treason.
Before we let you go, yeah, I agree fully with you of being treason. Quick 30 seconds on sat123.com. What exactly are you guys doing?
I just want everyone to be safe, and I never thought I'd have to have emergency gear with me everywhere, in my car, in my RV, you know, when you're on a boat, when you're in the middle of nowhere on a ranch. You know, you've been hiking in places where you don't have satellite service. I interviewed a mother at the White House whose daughter was murdered by a migrant when she was hiking in Maryland. You have to have a satellite phone. You have to have a bulletproof backpack. These All are right. great holiday gifts. So please go to Sat123 and buy everything you can afford to buy, because I will give you the personal guarantee that you will use it.
Corrine, I want to thank you for your time. We'll be talking again. Corrine Clifford, thanks again for your time.
God bless you.
God bless, you bet. Coming up, our new bonus feature for the 6 o'clock hour, the story behind the story.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDLES. 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Heat Bat Production. He got Walrus Gumbo. He got no sideboard. He want Spinal Cracker. He got feet down below his knee. Hold you in his arm, Jay. You can feel his disease. Come together.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
So in our news meeting on this particular date, some years ago, the news director looked at me and said, if we do this, we're going to need to hire a police officer to be watching over you all the time you're out on the street. My first reaction was to say, I don't think that's necessary. But in the back of my mind, I knew it probably was, and with good reason. The story we were going to tackle was not really about crime specifically, but it had links to crime, and it had all kinds of options to go sideways or south in any given moment. The plan was for Larry Connors to go, quote, undercover throughout the city of St. Louis at different locations and appear to be homeless. Now, when reporters do something like this, and I'm the first to admit it, you can't really get a feeling and understanding of the true homeless on the streets. Many of them are mental cases. Yeah, okay, I hear some of you, you're thinking, well, Larry, you're a mental case as well. Okay, I'll accept that. But the bottom line is, the difference between those on the streets is homeless. They have lost, in many cases, all hope. And maybe that creates a mental illness. Or, of course, they're linked into drugs. So it's one thing to, quote, play act that you're homeless. It's another thing entirely to be actually on the streets, homeless, with nothing except what you can carry from one location to another. We picked a date in January. It turned out to be one of the coldest sequence of hours we'd had in months. Snowfall occasionally, but not that much. The only thing I used at any time and any additional help was the crew to take me from one spot to another just to cut and condense our time so I wouldn't have to spend all the time walking to the location. Because we were looking at several different locations, beginning with downtown St. Louis, beginning with right across from City Hall in the War Memorial Park. And here is where the news director insisted again, because of what happened there the other night, we've got to have a police officer watching over you. I've got a TV crew, obviously, with me. They're in a van nearby, concealed. And I'm out looking all scruffed up, junky clothes, wearing layers of clothes. I had no real good jacket. It was all torn and ratted, like many of the homeless have to live with. That is their life. I didn't have really good socks and shoes. I'm trying to experience it the best I can. But in the back of my mind, and this is where it makes a difference for what we were trying to do, I knew my wife, my children were home safe and sound, and I'm making good money while I'm out on the street panhandling, asking people for anything they could give me. And in some cases, dumpster diving for food. Yep, we did that as well. Digging into the dumpsters around the Soulard Market late at night, early in the morning, finding a rotten apple, finding a piece of it that is acceptable, because for those 60 hours, I was on my own to that extent. And the only connection I had with the crew was, I need you to pick me up so we can go to another location and reduce the travel time to broaden the story. And what had happened across from the city hall a few nights before we started this, the third or fourth stabbing or slashing of a homeless person by another homeless person, maybe trying to take whatever they had with them, maybe just attacking them because they were in their space, maybe just because, as we said earlier, many were mental cases and are. So we had the police officer with our crew watching from a distance to make sure that as I was trying to sleep a little bit, I would not be attacked without some advanced knowledge or protection. Around the city hall, I found that many of those would go to the large heating grates, I should say the exhaust grates that cover some of the furnaces for city hall. You get good heat off of those during the winter. So they would often put their pieces of cardboard or blankets down, and that's where they would sleep. It was warmer. And as I said, the temperature was often around the upper teens, if not the low 20s, for the entire time I was on the street. There was no heavy snowfall, but there were snowflakes from time to time, and it was a brisk winter wind. I acknowledged in my own head, boy, did we choose a perfectly bad time to do this. And yet it was the best time to try to understand what it's like to live homeless on the streets. Another place where we were going to go, and we checked it out and decided against it, and yet there is a shelter for many of the homeless. Many of the warehouses with their large loading docks, you crawl deep up under those loading docks, and you find some way to get out of the elements, but you don't know who else is in there with you. So we passed on that because the officer said, there's no way I can observe what's happening. I can't watch over you. One of the other options was down on the riverfront. On the riverfront, to the north of the arch, there was an encampment. And so I got dropped off maybe a mile from there, and then I walked in like I was just looking for a place to stay. Had a little makeup bag that I was carrying with whatever I could accumulate, scarf or something of that nature. They'd built fires in two or three large drums. They were standing around warming their hands and talking to each other, so I joined in. But the homeless are always suspicious of other homeless, especially if they don't know you, and they didn't know me. To that extent, I would be no different than some other homeless person appearing that they did not know who they were. One, because word had gotten around about the stabbings and the knifing. So they were concerned as well. I finally had to abandon these guys because they were not going to really relate to me. We got a little bit of video and audio. And then I walked up to the area where a lot of folks would go to party. That, of course, would be the riverfront area where we had a lot of, at that time, nightclubs. And I would stand there, and as people would go in, young teens and young men and women, and I'd be there asking for a handout, can you spare a dime? I mean, and I would be called slanderous, slurish names to any extent. And some of them would just look away. And I understood that. I'd done that in the past to the homeless. And also, many of them did believe, and rightly so, if you give the homeless money, are they going to use it for food or alcohol? They'll probably use it for what they need most or they want most, period. But again, on that video, around some of the clubs on the riverfront, numerous young people mocking me, calling me names, just as they did other homeless people. I ended up taking a large section of cardboard I found and carrying it down to the riverfront and thought if I get up on the cobblestones up against this wall, I'll be protected from the wind. And by now, I'm probably 48 plus hours into this event. I've got to have some sleep. So I put the cardboard down on the cobblestones, some wind protection, and wrapped myself as tight as I could, and I was absolutely shivering. My teeth were chattering almost. It was that cold. But at the same time, I knew that there were others out there suffering even more. And again, I am, quote, play-acting homeless. That is such a significant difference. And I pointed that out during the news series once we began to air it. So, yeah, I slept on the riverfront, on cobblestones. I might as well have been naked for all I had on and how cold it was. But I also knew that my family was safe. And I'm actually earning, quote, big money to act like I'm poor and desperate. It's like someone, and I've done this before as well, go in and spend several hours inside a jail to see what it's like. You don't really know what it's like because you're not really a prisoner. That door shuts, they can open it to let you back out, and they will. But it is an absolutely chilling sound when that cell door clangs shut. So I'd had experience with this, and I kept trying to find a way to, how do we relate it to the audience in general? 60 hours. I spent 60 hours, quote, homeless on the streets of St. Louis. The only food I got is what I dug out of the dumpster or whatever amount of money somebody would give me that I could go into some little quick place and have a little bite to eat. In fact, I was at one little Eat Right type of place where a guy offered to buy me eggs and breakfast. Just offered. That was the only piece of compassion I found. But we made sure we highlighted that in the series. But there is more to the story behind this story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. It's not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So we were working all these hours. Once we had wrapped up me being on the street, I had to go home and get a little rest, got cleaned up. And we're editing it and preparing to put it together for, quote, sweeps. That's when major ratings were underway. January, February. But we got word that another station in town was doing the similar thing. So we thought, we've got to release it early. We've got to get the story out first. They had heard we were doing this. They didn't know exactly what we were doing, but they decided to put one of their female reporters out to do a story. Turned out she did not do the same thing I did, and I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying she ended up focusing on the centers that are available for women and children and how effective they are or are not. It was a good story. I think she should be praised for it. So it wasn't really what we were doing, but it was enough that we thought it would, from what we understood before it aired, it might actually make ours look smaller. And, of course, we're pushing to be the biggest and the best and be first with it. So we rushed the story a bit to the extent that I felt I didn't do proper justice. But then when we aired the story, the reaction from the public, the audience, was pretty amazing. Obviously, there were some mocking me and saying, how can you act like you're homeless? You're not homeless. They're correct. I can't argue that point. But others were recognizing what we were trying to do and praised us and said maybe it will enlighten and open the eyes of folks when they see the homeless but don't see them. And if we accomplished that, it was a good point. The story, 60-plus hours on the streets. But at the end of it, I had a home I could go to. Be with my wife and children, knowing they'd been safe while I was doing that story. The true homeless did not have a light at the end of their dark tunnel. Tomorrow we'll have another story behind the story. You don't want to miss this hour tomorrow. More to come in today's program. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Bill. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure. No hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.